Because I'll tell you what, I'm going to take care of my poor brethren and help my poor brethren in my church before I'm ever going to walk out and hand a dime to some lazy bum that won't work for it. Period. You know, the Bible says if a man doesn't work, neither should he eat. So why would I go give money to some bum that doesn't want to work for his money when the Bible specifically says, if a man doesn't work, neither should he eat? Amen. Now, obviously, I'm not talking about crippled people and people that are blind and halt and all this stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about able-bodied men that won't get off their lazy keister and go to work. Standing at the highways, off-ramps and on-ramps, need help, and then they do the sad walk. And don't look them in the eyes. They'll suck you in with the tractor beam of sadness, won't they? Here's a dollar. It makes you feel bad, but that's an act. That's an act. They don't really need your money. They want your money so they can go spend it on drugs and alcohol. Let's help the brethren first, but obviously strangers that would need help, I would help a stranger, but not a bum. Big difference. Turn to Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. The Bible says, Galatians 6, 9, it says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." So we're supposed to not get, don't get weary of doing things well. You know, my wife really hates this saying where it says, no good deed goes unpunished. You ever heard that saying before? Like, it seems like when you help someone, and then they take advantage of you and stuff. And people do. There's people that are professional hucksters that just, you know, every minute they're just, you know, trying to get over on somebody for some kind of money. And people in church do it too. I know that. But you know what? We shouldn't be weary in well-doing. Just because someone burns us doesn't mean we stop helping people. Look at verse 10. "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." You know, and do people always deserve the help that you give them? No. Is that why you're doing it? Because they deserve it? No, we do things for people. It's called charity. It's called brotherly love. You know, and we should do good to those, especially that are of the household of faith. So that's why I say I'd rather help someone that's saved and going to church, and maybe they're just having trouble making the ends meet, and that's fine. I'll help you. I don't have a problem with that. I love to help people. So, but we should do good to the household of faith and to strangers. It says, let us do good unto all men, if we have therefore opportunity. So an opportunity arises and you can help somebody, we'll help them. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. That's actually right. That's what John's teaching